And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week, we're not going to look at toys. We're going to look at signs. Why signs? Why not? I have some, that's why. Anyway, a company called Crowded Coop makes these excellent tin signs based on graphics from the Portal video game universe. And I've got a couple of them. Well, actually, the wife took a couple of them. I've got one here. But they're really cool. And I think the fact that she took them to work to display in her cubicle says how cool they are. They're based on artwork from the game. One of them says, "Welcome, test subjects. Please sign in with the receptionist before proceeding to lounge." That's the one I got up in the area by our front door. So when you walk in, you'll see that. It's about 11 inches tall, 5.5 inches wide. It's got an Aperture Sciences logo that looks like it's from the 50s or 60s on it. There's also some other ones like the Remember wall sign. It says, "Remember, do not leave your belongings here. Do not loiter for more than 20 minutes. Do not touch the glass. And do wear a shirt and shoes at all times. Do move quickly through the test track. Do not forget not to touch the glass." And it's got an Aperture logo that looks like it's from the 70s on there. It looks kind of like an old Nerf logo. There's also a Paradox sign about what to do if you bump into yourself. And accidents. Accidents hurt you. You will be hurt. Accidents hurt co-workers. Accidents hurt the company. I gotta set up this thing better so I can read it. But anyway, it's a safety first sign. It's really cool and really ideal for a workplace. Each sign's about $13. We have a few of them in stock now. They're made of tin, so they're sturdy. And based on my experience with tin signs, my mother had a bunch of them at our house growing up for, like, vegetables, because that's supremely exciting, vegetables. I think Portal's a little more exciting than vegetables. No offense if you're really into, you know, peas. But the cool thing about tin signs is the paint doesn't tend to fade as much. On paper, on that printing process, you see signs and doors are exposed to the sun, and, you know, after a few years, loses the yellow a little bit, maybe the red begins to fade, and eventually you're left with blue or black. And again, if I'm wrong here, I apologize, but I have not seen a tin sign that really seems to fade. I've seen them that if you bang them up, the paint will chip if you, like, hit it or something over time. But most of them look pretty good, and they're pretty old, so I'd give these a shot if I were you. If you want something cool that looks nice and will probably last a while, these are good. I wish they did them for other stuff. We also carry tin signs from other companies like Vandor. They do Star Wars. And let's see what else we got on the website. Yeah, we got Vandor Star Wars. We've got more Vandor Star Wars. Do some DC Comics. Peanuts. Ozzy Osbourne. Tin signs are pretty cool. But I really like the Portal ones a whole bunch because that's what I'm reviewing this week. But I also really like them. I mean, it's a cool thing to see when I go outside and check the mail and stuff. So I recommend them highly. See them on our website today. Search on Crowded Coop Portal and you'll see all their fine stuff. And they really do have some fine stuff. So thanks for listening. Check us out on our website or you're already probably subscribed to the podcast. So I'm not going to tell you to do that again. You've done it. Thank you. That's good of you. I appreciate that. You can see us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and elsewhere. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.